USA Radio News.
U.S. inflation accelerated to a 40-year high. The Labor Department data showed the consumer price index increased 8.6% for a year earlier in the broad-based advances. The widely followed inflation gauge rose 1% from a month earlier, topping all estimates. Shelter, food, and gas were the largest contributors.
When I hear from Montanans, their three most important issues are inflation, and they start with the price of gas at the pump and the price of groceries in the store.
That was Senator Steve Daines. The U.S. Federal Reserve plans to meet for 2 days this week. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
One of the survivors of the mass shooting in Uvalde is still recovering in the hospital, but not from the shooting at the elementary school. It was actually because she suffered a heart attack. 11-year-old Ileana Trevino went to her best friend's memorial, and it was there she began to have chest pains and was rushed to the hospital. Her mom told People.com Ileana was really affected because her best friend would protect her from bullies at the Robb Elementary School. President Joe Biden is visiting New Mexico to talk about his administration's effort to tackle wildfire. This all comes as residents express anger over how federal officials allow planned burns to spread out of control, leading to the largest blaze in recorded state history. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
It's about time. Florida Senator Mark Rubio is celebrating the end of the CDC's COVID test travel requirement. The CDC recently announced Americans and other air travelers entering or returning to the U.S. would no longer have to test negative for the virus. In a statement, Rubio said, quote, "I am glad this absurdity is over," end quote. The senator noted even White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci understood there was no scientific reason for the testing requirements. It is scheduled to go into effect sometime next week. The Los Angeles City Council ratified a local emergency declaration by Mayor Eric Garcetti to prevent local price gouging amid the shortage of baby formula across the U.S. Under the local emergency declaration, it is illegal for any person or business to sell baby or toddler formula for more than 10% the price charged prior to the emergency declaration. This is all according to the Los Angeles City Attorney's Office. It's not clear if any other state or city is entering the same declaration. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.